Shut up and suck it.
Ooh, shut up and suck it.
Yeah, yeah, shut up and suck it.
Mm, shut up and suck it.
Yeah.
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 Suck
it. Shut up and suck it.
That's my Christina Aguilera.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I saw the hand. The hand was up. Pretty good.
Could be Beyonce, too.
Shut up and suck it.
Greg Show.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Greg Gulls.
I'm surprised to see you here today. I didn't think that you were going to come in for a few days.
I didn't think I was going to come in for a few days either, but then I realized I needed some stuff.
What's up? What's up with that? What do you got to get?
Got to get some stuff.
Some stuff?
Yeah.
Stuff for your butt?
Stuff for my butt.
Well,
to put up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I got stuff. I put it up there. We're good.
All right, good. Well, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Your hair looks nice.
Thank you.
Got a haircut yesterday.
I did.
I'm getting one tomorrow.
Okay.
Pretty excited about that.
Don't get the same haircut as me.
I'm thinking about it.
No.
High and tight.
Mm-mm.
Little fold over there.
I don't like it for you.
Come on, man.
No.
The gentleman's cut.
You need to get poofball hair.
No.
That's your haircut. Your haircut is poof head.
The thing is, I can do my hair both ways. I can do the gentleman cut and I can do the poof hair.
Well, I think you can't do the gentleman cut. You don't look good with the gentleman cut.
My wife begs to differ.
Well,
and she's the one that lays with me.
But does she, though?
No.
So I say you stick with poofball hair because that's your look. That's your signature look.
Okay. All right. I'm in on that.
Mm-hmm.
So they just announced the list of nominees for the Emmys. Are you excited about that? Do you put any judgment on TV shows based on Emmys?
No. I don't care about Emmys. I don't care about Academy Awards. I don't care about VMAs. I don't care about award shows.
At all.
It's rich people sucking each other's blanks.
Yeah.
And I don't care about that.
I don't watch them. I don't watch award
they're
shows.
They're the most boring thing in the world to watch. And what difference does it make?
It doesn't make any difference. The one that I used to watch would be the MTV Video Music Awards because of the collaboration.
It used to be fun.
Like, man, it's like, oh, who are they going to put together? And then suddenly I didn't care. And I don't know what happened. It just suddenly switched off in my brain. Like, I don't give an F about anything that this.
Well, now they take themselves so damn seriously.
Right.
It's not fun anymore. Now it's another award show.
Well, some of the people that are nominated. Do you watch House of Cards? Or no, you watch the...
I watched House of Cards. I watch House of Cards. House of Cards is good.
Netflix received 31 total, including 13 for House of Cards and 12 for Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad received 16 nominations, including one for Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo got 18 nods. American Horror Story Coven, 17. The HBO AIDS drama, The Normal Heart, starring Mark Ruffalo, got 16, including Best TV Movie. And then your networks, what do you think got the most nods?
ABC.
CBS. They got 47.
Okay.
NBC, 46. FX, 45. ABC, 37. PBS, 34. Showtime, 24. And Fox, 18. And up for Best TV Comedy Series?
Bong Bong Thoreau.
No.
Comedy series?
Comedy series.
Community.
Best TV comedy series. Big Bang Theory.
I said Big Bong Bong Thoreau.
Louie, Modern Family, Orange is the New Black, Silicon Valley.
That's not going to kill me because Big Bang Theory's on it.
You love that and Veep. But it seems like Big Bang Theory is always on there. Like, it's always on there.
I can't debate that it's a monster of a show. I just think that it's a terrible show.
You just hate it that hard?
It's a terrible show.
Best drama series nominees are Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Mad Men, House of Cards, and True Detective.
Game of Thrones!
Man, I would hate to be in that category.
That's a really hard category right there.
The best drama series, Breaking Bad, which I loved. It was one of my all-time favorite shows. And I think a lot of people will agree.
Yeah, because you came into my room while I was doing a couple things, and you looked at the picture, of Heisenberg, and you went, what is that, Justin Timberlake? I'm like, does that look anything like Justin Timberlake?
It looks just like Justin Timberlake.
It looks nothing like Justin Timberlake.
If you cover up Heisenberg's mustache, it looks...
If you cover up half the picture and you just have sunglasses, apparently sunglasses look like Justin Timberlake.
Well, no, it has the Justin Timberlake jawline, so it kind of looks like Justin Timberlake.
It doesn't look anything like Justin Timberlake.
You know, like JT, sometimes when he gets scruffy and he wears his shades and he has his hat on, that's what he looks like. He looks like that picture of Heisenberg. I'm just going to throw it out there, people.
All right, just, put that picture on this podcast.
I will. I'll put that next to Justin Timberlake's picture.
Sure.
So anyway, yeah, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, which I watched with my wife. It was on for a few seasons beforehand, and I was like, it just seems like it's going to be really slow and awful. And there are moments where it is, but it's actually kind of a funny show.
Okay.
It's not hilariously funny, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay.
My preconceived notion of a bunch of Brits walking around an abbey just seemed really awful.
Doing Brit stuff.
But I watched it, and they kind of have funny attitudes and funny sayings and things that they do.
Cool.
Game of Thrones. You love that one. I love that one. That has Sven.
Yeah.
My favorite
Sven
character.
Sven Goran Eriksson.
Yeah. And then Mad Men with, those people.
Don Draper.
Yeah, and House of Cards. Which I've always wondered about a House of Cards. Have you ever made a House of Cards? Have you ever done the whole, like, build a House of Cards thing?
No.
Is that what this whole show's about?
Yeah, like, it's about... Kevin Spacey sits there and he keeps trying to... Every episode is, like, him trying to build it. And then at a certain point, you're like, oh, is he going to finish it? And then it falls down.
Oh,
and you're just like, oh. And then the next episode, he does it again. And you're like, he gets it almost all the way done. Is he going to finish it this time? No, it fall down again. Oh,
man. Well, see... I don't think that it should be up for any awards because it's obviously a blatant ripoff of the Brady Bunch episode from 1962 or whenever.
Like, you are the king of picking out when people are ripping stuff off.
Yeah. And that's exactly what this TV show does.
Yeah.
They completely ripped off the Brady Bunch.
So, LeBron watch 2K14. Where's he going, Greg Jake, huge basketball fan?
You know, there's a lot of talk that he's really close to signing with Cleveland. And there were pictures floating around of moving trucks out in front of LeBron's house, but turns out they weren't actually moving trucks in front of LeBron's house. They were just delivering his summer cars to him.
Oh, my summer cars.
Yeah. So he treats cars like they're shoes. It's like, oh, man, I need to go get a new pair of flip-flops. But he's like, I need a convertible Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. It's all up in the air.
Oh, my summer cars are here. Hold on. Let me go get them.
So I don't know. And there were pictures of him floating around with all of his Ohio buddies, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he may be headed back up to Cleveland.
I think that's his best move because Dwayne Wade's knees aren't there anymore.
Right.
They don't have any money.
Right.
And they don't have any draft picks.
Yeah.
So why would you bother?
I wouldn't.
Cleveland's got 3 number one draft picks next season. 3 of them.
Yeah. And it's where he's from. I wish that he would entertain Dallas because he loves the Cowboys and Jerry Jones and all that whole bit, but that ain't happening.
He's not even going to come here. He's not even, like, Mark Cuban calls him up. He's not even picking up the phone.
I think LeBron, to entertain the spectacle, to keep adding fuel to the fire, I think that he should at least stop by here and just meet with Cubes and have some lunch and... do a couple shots and then maybe, you know, streak down.
Maybe
Main
go,
Street.
Hey, I'm going to beat the pants off of you whenever I see you again. And you're going to be like, yep.
Hey, but you know what? The Mavericks beat them first.
Yeah.
So he was claiming all these championships. Mavericks,
he still got
first.
Two of them. And he still went there 4 years in a row.
Hey, look, props to that guy. But yeah, I definitely think that he will end up in Cleveland.
I think so. I think that's his best move.
Which will open up the...
You know what,
Chris,
city?
The Chris Bosh thing. So he'll end up in Houston, and the Mavericks will sign Chandler Parsons.
Ooh, really big signing right there.
Dude, that's a great signing.
That's a huge signing. We all know that Chandler Parsons was really killing it last season.
He was killing it last season.
All-star season.
He, like, averaged, let's see.
All the stars.
All right, so let's look at it this way. Chandler Parsons would sign for... 43, 45, something like that, for 3 years. He averaged 16 points, 16.6 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 4 assists a game last season.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
That's huge.
All right, you can discredit it all you want.
Those Mavs are going to do it.
Chandler?
Yeah.
Dirk?
Uh-huh. Dirk's knees are gone.
Dirk's still a badass.
Dirk's done. Dirk is in the twilight of his career.
Yes, he is. But he's still got another good year or two.
He's got another good day.
You put, all right, look, the Mavericks. You have Tyson Chandler.
Okay.
You have Dirk Nowitzki.
Uh-huh.
You have Chandler Parsons.
Uh-huh.
Monte Ellis. And LeBron James, and you win everything.
You have Jim Parsons. You've got you've got the other people in a Big Bang Theory all mm-hmm. playing basketball now. How mm-hmm. zany would that be?
Here's how you construct your team.
Okay. Muggsy Bogues.
You take your starting, like, your superstars, right? Or not your superstars, but your starting five on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go out and find an actor or actress with that same last name. And so,
good luck finding another Ginobili.
So they become your second string.
Okay.
So you have your starting five uh-huh. of basketball athlete superstars on your team. And then the rest of your team is all made up of actors and actresses with the exact same last name.
So let's find another Nowitzki.
Yeah. So there's Barry Nowitzki.
Yeah. The actor, famous actor.
Jim Parsons.
Uh-huh.
On a team.
Uh-huh. Chandler. You can have the dude from Friends.
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some stretches on these.
Let's see. Who else? Ellis. Who's a famous Ellis?
Dirk. You could get Marky Mark because
Dirk Diggler. Right. So the name, it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same
last
name.
It has to be some vague connection because how else are we going to do this?
Yeah. Dirk Diggler Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Something like that. I like that. That's how you do it.
Manu Ginobili, you could get Geno Smith because that's the closest you're going to get.
Yeah. What about Manute Bol?
No.
What about Mutombo?
No.
Mutombo? What, like, I'm just trying to think of Dick Clark Mutombo because his name's Dikembe. Dick Clark. Bay Dick Clark Bay Mutombo.
Dick Clark Bay Mutombo. Jesus Rally Motorsport Christ.
Come on, it makes sense, right?
Oh, it makes the gallons of sense.
Another big news item that's floating around out there, mm-hmm. and I know that you're going to be really, really excited to know this.
Yeah.
Because it fits your lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
It encompasses everything about your being and who you are as a person.
Tell me about it, stud.
We've found out today that there's a return of a giant superstar. A giant, giant superstar. Going to go back out on the road. Going to tour.
Chris Gaines is back on the road, baby.
Going to be making bajillions of dollars.
Chris Gaines out there gainsing it up.
Chris Gaines is back, bitch. Yeah, so Garth Brooks, he's going to come out of hiding.
He's coming to those low spaces that he's in.
Yeah, he had friends in low places.
Yeah, he's coming out of those low places.
Yeah, he'd been hanging out in those low places for a long time. And
yeah,
so
it's about time. I was thinking that he was lost.
He says he's got new music coming out. He can't tell us when, but it's his job at this point to create and have fun, according to him.
Cool. Good work, Garth.
Yeah, so there you go. Garth Brooks on his way back.
Thank you, Garth.
That's all I got. How'd you like that?
Good.
All right, buddy. Well,
time for me to go back home.
We can wrap this thing up. You get on out of here.
Mm-hmm. I got some hummus to eat.
Ooh. Homemade, or did you buy it?
No. I bought it. I like Sabra. It's pretty
Sabra,
good.
Sabra, yeah. We eat a lot of Sabra. We did. Mm-hmm. Then my wife figured out how to make it, so she makes it at home.
Roasted
now.
Garlic hummus is my favorite.
Yeah.
And it's also yummus.
Yeah.
Hummus is yummus.
You need to get the fire roasted red pep hummus.
I don't like the red pep.
Mm.
I'm more of a fan of the roasted gar.
Which one has the pine nuts? We're having hummus talk right now.
Hi, you're on Hummus Talk. This is NPR, where we talk hummus. Hummus.
Hummus is yummus.
Hummus.
All right, go eat your hummus, and we'll see you. Would you come back tomorrow?
No.
Okay, all right. We'll be back on Monday, so...
have a good week.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Talk to you then. All right. TheGregAndGregShow.com and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.